An important time of the year for Ngambi Swetnam stud. Adam Sangster joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Fresh from welcoming to our shores a couple of their big name stallions. How are you, Adam?
Good morning, Joe, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, that's right, we did. We have had Toronado and Americane have been released. But Swetnam came yesterday morning, and we've got the great Highland Reel is going to get released from that state-of-the-art quarantine centre at Tullamarine Airport on the 10th. So, yes, the bulls are all arriving around Australia.
How in particular was Toronado looking when he got off the plane?
Do you know what? He looked in magnificent order. And he's it's hard to say that he can improve, but he has. And he left Alsha Cab's operation in Deauville, Arras de Bougatot, and he was 600 kilos there. And Kian, our Irish gentleman who works for us, looked after him in quarantine. And he said when he left the ILT complex, he was just on 600 kilos. So he obviously enjoys it, and he's looking forward for it. But he's just a very, very strong horse. So, and he's had a remarkable week at Goodwood this week as well and around France.
Yes, a very impressive winner over six furlongs. A horse called Watan, which is out of a Group 1 winning Thunder Gulch mare.
That's right, and it's funny. My brother Sam Sangster had a runner in the same race, and he phoned me up and he said, "Gosh, we ran fourth, and we thought we were definitely a group horse." So Richard Hannon, who trains Watan on behalf of Alsha Cab, is going to. I mean, he said he was so impressed with this horse. Kept on giving, and his striking looked like Toronado. So, and of course, Toronado won the Sussex Stakes at Goodwood, where Watan won, and that's where Toronado was sort of crowned champion miler, world miler, should I say, Longines world miler. But this horse Watan is in 2 weeks' time is going to go to the Prix Mornay at Deauville over 1,200 metres. So. That's a Group 1, and that would be great to get that chink on his armour.
And overall, he's had a cracking season on the track in Europe.
He has. He's had six winners, and just last week he got beaten the short head, or one of the fillies got beaten the short head in France in a listed race. So he's got a black type place getter, and with 132. Now 2-year-olds here in Australia, he's got every chance. So and he himself has already surpassed his bookings from where they were last year, because he sold so well. I mean, just with 45 yearlings represented at Melbourne Premier, he sold six times service fee. Top price was $375,000, and they've all gone into very good yards. So people recognise that fourth year is a little bit of punt, but Joe, we're all dreamers, we're all punters, and you can negotiate a little bit better than 20,000 to get into the horse, and for all we know, this time next year or the year after, he certainly won't be standing. Hopefully, at the figure you can get into at the moment. So we're very confident on the horse.
He's a very good-looking horse, Adam, apart from having been a high-class racehorse. How strongly, in your view, is he stamping his progeny thus far on type?
Yeah, that's a good question. They're all peas in a pod, and I think the market took that seriously into consideration, that he really is upgrading his mares, and they're such good movers. I mean, he himself has got extraordinary muscle definition himself, and it's from a very strong sort of Australian family, with sort of a rightfully yours and sort of a Lady Bird Blue down in the third dam. But he himself, Toronado, obviously being by High Chaparral, and High Chaparral at the moment are absolutely just gunning it as Sarah's size, and Toronado is out of a Grand Slam mare, so that's where the speed comes from. And he himself won three unbeaten 2-year-old races himself, and his third start was a Group 2. So we're very happy to have him back here again.
And Highland Reel has been inundated.
Highland Reel really has, and it's just that that great cross, that Galileo over Dane Hill, and of course the Blue Blood pedigree, Blue Hen from down here. So it's out of that having Jo Mayer, the Danehill mare, and she herself has, you know, produced not only Highland Reel but Idaho Group One placing, Group Two winner, and full brother the other day just came second in a Group Two 2 year old race. So you know, Highland Reel was a high class 2 year old, having won the Vintage Stakes at Goodwood, and went on to win 7 Group Ones in 3 different countries. And you know, he's standing at a very good introductory fee at 15,000 plus GST, and he's surpassed. He's over 160 at the moment.
And people will be able to cast an eye over him before too long at your open day.
Yeah, that's right. So we have our open day in Concertina with Dali. Our stud gates open on Sunday the 19th of August at 10 in the morning. And really the Stallion Parade will start at 10:30 sharp. And then some guests will head across to Dali. And obviously a lot of guests can go and enjoy Mitchelton Winery, the chocolate factory there, or go and have a look at the Black Caviar statue in Nagambie and enjoy the surroundings. But we had a fantastic night last night. I've got to say, Joe, at Mitchelton with the Melbourne Cup, the 2018 Melbourne Cup being here, and Brian Martin was presenting it, and you know, 150 people came for a great event. And downstairs at Mitchelton, you've got this amazing commercial Aboriginal art operation. So it was a great night and great for a region.
It's a lovely time of the year around your region, Adam, with spring just around the corner.
Yeah, that's right, and we're really anticipating the arrivals of the Rebel Danes. You know, he was such a good racehorse himself, so that's going to be very exciting indeed. And so, yes, spring is just around the corner, Joe, and very exciting.
Yeah, and in Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria news, interesting to see the announcement of the search for a new executive officer. How's that hunt going at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've had a great sort of great response, but it's hard to fill Patrick Clancy's shoes and Jess Moody's, but there will be someone out there, and this just gives someone a great opportunity for a career in the industry. And we're probably looking for a sort of a someone who certainly knows the breeding aspects of it and racing and the characters involved. But it'll be working out of Racing Victoria and the Thoroughbred Breeders of Victoria office there, and obviously guided by James O'Brien, the president, and committee, which you know, there's 10-12 of us on there, which to help out that person. But certainly Patrick and Jess are helping with the handover, and it's, you know, someone out there who's looking for a career in racing and who knows, and breeding, who knows a little bit about it. It's a plum job.
And should anyone listening be a possible recruit or interested, what should they do, Adam?
Yeah, totally. But you should just go onto the TBV website and apply from there, and Patrick Clancy will do the interviews, and then of course it will be shortlisted into the committee of the subcommittee will look at that, but and go through there. But we do encourage people to apply, and certainly someone it's a great position, put it that way.
All right, Adam, lovely to catch up with you, and enjoy the next few weeks as you count down to the big open day. I know how excited you get about that. It's one of the brilliant days on the racing calendar in Victoria.
Oh, thank you, Joe. And, you know, we'll have a little bit of entertainment in the morning as well. Someone who's been belting out those ads on RSN, maybe doing a little bit of an introduction at around about 10:30 and help cooking the barbecue. I've just been... Sunday morning, go and taste some of those Avenal meat sausages, which we've got. So a bit of a sausage sizzle with a very, very great booming voice of going to be...
Kekka.
Oh, that's the one. Good on you, Joe.
All right, Adam, great to catch up.
Thank you for that.
That's Adam Sangster from Swettenham Stud, welcoming the arrival of Americaine and Toronado over the past couple of days, and soon enough, Highland Reel, his much-anticipated arrival in Australia, is also on the horizon.